Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 24, starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 12. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. But very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. So they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, "Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Remember what he told you back in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he would rise again on the third day." Then they remembered that he had said this. So they rushed back from the tomb to tell his 11 disciples, and everyone else, what had happened. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and several other women who told the apostles what had happened. But the story sounded like nonsense to the men, so they didn't believe it. However, Peter jumped up and ran to the tomb to look. Stooping, he peered in and saw the empty linen wrappings. Then he went home again, wondering what had happened. Once again, that was Luke chapter 24 verses 1 through 12 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Christ is risen. Death could not hold him. The grave could not contain him. Jesus paid the price and overcame the power of death. His life is our hope. We are resurrection people. United in him, we can overcome death. We begin experiencing the resurrection even now, being born again and living new lives in the Spirit. Jesus didn't appear to the most powerful, and he didn't show up in the temple to appear before the crowd. People would not have believed anyway. It is the testimony of his followers that changes opinions about Christ. Don't underestimate the power of a changed life. When you share your story, not giving credit to yourself but Jesus, the world takes notice and is open to believe. The first witnesses were women. In Jewish law at the time, they were not considered reliable witnesses. But God doesn't follow our rules. He trusted these faithful women to share the news of his resurrection. Peter trusted them as well, running to the tomb to witness the miracle himself. Jesus didn't appear and walk continually with his disciples, but only showed up from time to time. This gave them a sense of wonder and allowed time for their brains to realize that Christ would be leading them in new ways. They had to learn to follow Jesus without having him physically in front of them. They were his witnesses, and so are you. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What is your testimony? How can your changed life help others be convinced about Christ? How can you share the good news today? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you.